Typhoon Roki hits already beleaguered Japan. Kids Across America provides Water of Life around the world, and an audio Bible ministry is inches away from a new milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Typhoon Roki took a swipe at the disaster zone in Japan Wednesday. In its wake, there was more flooding and disruption, but also a sigh of relief. Joe Hanley, president of Asian Access, says their teams will continue to do what they've been doing in response to the most recent situation.
The initial stages were just to get a feel for what was happening, provide immediate assistance as much as possible, and then to do a discovery process, finding out what the real needs were on the ground.
Because of the tsunami, A2 teams were already in place and networked. Within the next 3 to 5 years, they're hoping to plant 1,000 churches.
A place where Christ's name has not been very prominent, all of a sudden it's becoming quite the story. Churches are a key force for providing aid. And so we've come alongside of these churches and help equip them to be the centers for relief in their community.
We turn next to the Horn of Africa, where a promised rainy season may be too little, too late. In Kenya, it's too late to stave off food shortages, and most of the farm animals have already died. But generosity is still the most outstanding feature of the crisis for Kids Alive International. Silas Kakui says there was an overlooked part of Kenya in danger of starvation.
Kids Alive International send in money. We bought in a lot of food, and we were able to take the food to these pastors.
Kakui says with so many at risk, there's more to do than they can handle themselves.
The immediate need would really be to distribute more food. I'm not sure that food would last for more than a week, and I can only just imagine after 1 week, what would happen to these people?
They were met by a network of churches, and response was immediate.
Within that time, we were giving the food and speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. 21 people gave their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Kids Across America sold, saved, and gave to kids across the globe this past summer. The EFCA's Global Fingerprints Program Director, Jill Hall, says,
we've had over 47 different VBSs participate, and that's brought in over $46,000.
The money will go to build wells in India and Haiti.
It's part of the ongoing outreach of Global Fingerprints to share the love of Christ in very practical ways so that it touches people and gives the local believers in country the opportunity to share their faith and to tell people about Jesus.
Many kids now understand Christ's heart for orphans, and now Global Fingerprints is turning the challenge to adults for Orphan Sunday on November 6th.
What the children have done this summer is amazing, and I'm just praying that what they've done will inspire the adults to step up and take the next step to do something to care for the kids around the world.
Meanwhile, a shipment of desperately needed shoes for Indian children has been delayed. Buckner International has more partnerships than ever before this year, which means their Shoes for Orphan Souls program has to collect more shoes. But not enough have come in. The India shipment was scheduled to go out in August, but has now been pushed back to next year. Shoes are vital to prevent disease, and they're always given in Christ's name. And Faith Comes by Hearing is just inches away from having the Bible recorded in 600 languages. The Audio Bible Ministry recently added 9 languages to their bank of recorded scriptures, bringing their total to 582. The new recordings represent people groups from Liberia, China, Kazakhstan, Brazil, and more who will now be able to hear the good news in their heart language, even if they can't read. Pray for many to come to Christ as a result of these recordings. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, I've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.